Peter Sound. Steve, I know you like an insight to my musical taste, and
always.
But that's my favourite Coldplay track of all time. I just thought I'd just throw that in.
Not a fan of Clocks?
No, I think I overplayed Parachutes a little bit, and so that's my favourite one. I like it.
I'm afraid to say I'm a bit of a philistine when it comes to Coldplay. That sounds the same as all the other ones. I'm sorry to say.
Oh, you'll have to meet these boys one day.
Yeah, and well, I'll turn to their face. I don't care. They're a bit rock and roll. I don't care.
Well, I'm Ricky Gervais. That little funny little Wurzel type voice over there is Stephen Merchant, and with us our producer Carl Pilkington. All right.
Whenever we say producer, of course, that is in inverted commas.
Yeah.
Done with the fingers.
Well, he didn't have it. I wanted to play some off my iPod today to record it because they didn't have it here. It's a great track called Anthony and the Johnsons. He didn't even have the lead. He went, right, it's difficult. And he went, is it any good? I went, yeah, it's really good. He went, well, why haven't we got it here already then? That's the paradigm, is it? If X-Men hasn't got it, it's no good. Four Non-Blondes doing well, is it? That's still in the cupboard, is it? Unbelievable. We're a little bit annoyed today, aren't we, actually?
I'm really annoyed.
Yeah. All that stuff we did last week, that Landau sent us some sparkling wine, and we thought, right, you shamelessly plugged it.
Yeah.
How many times did you mention it?
About 20 times.
The finale was hitting Carl on the head with a cork. That's on the website, by the way.
Okay.
RickyGervais.com. Go there and see Carl being hit in the head with a cork, right?
Yeah.
We said, look, send us free stuff, we'll talk about it.
Nothing. The cupboard is bare.
No one has thought, I tell you what, there's those guys from The Office.
Yeah. Let's be honest, Rick, we are taste makers. We're opinion formers, you and I.
Yeah.
And you'd have thought if anyone was going to send us some free stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me fume. And do you know what it is? It's because PR people and that, they've realised no one's listening.
But not only are we going against all our principles and losing our dignity just for some free stuff.
And integrity,
yeah. We're going against excellent policy because obviously they would have got thousands of pounds for Landauer to be mentioned last week.
On,
20 times. No, it wouldn't.
It's 40 quid.
It's 40 quid.
Yeah.
for a 9-minute advert.
Exactly.
So advertise your quality stuff here.
Yeah.
Jeff's Garage. Cheaper than some other garages.
Did we play an advert once for a tattoo parlor?
Yeah!
Do you remember that? I'm sure we played an advert for a tattoo parlor. What tattoo parlor can afford to advertise on a radio station? Unless it's a tin pot one like this.
Oh, God! Oh, I've got some good music today, though, Steve.
Oh, really? I hope so. I'll be the judge of that. Go on,
AC/DC.
Oh!
If you've got a bit of bare skin, you need colouring in, come along to Ron's Bike Shop and Tattoo Parlour. He'll write Mum on your hand and give your Harley a tune-up while you wait. I can't believe no one wants to advertise with us.
And that only costs, what, 20 quid?
Yeah.
And they play that
I mean, I turn down millions of pounds to do adverts because I think it's beneath me. I thought last week I'll give it a little bit back. I'll excite all these people who want to get a bit...
Nothing.
All I'm thinking is, Steve, either... Our cachet is going down, no one wants us anymore,
mm-hmm.
right? Which is impossible, surely.
I would have thought so.
Or, we're on a tin pot station that no one listens to.
Correct answer. Correct answer.
Unbelievable. I'm having to hold on the pop shield of this mic because it keeps falling off.
It's embarrassing. This
it's
whole
awful.
Room is embarrassing.
I mean, God. Well, Carl, what are your thoughts? Why have you stuck it out here?
Nothing better coming in, I thought.
Well, I'll tell you why, because you're always on holiday. You don't do a lot. You get paid, you know, well, doesn't he, really? He's a moany. I mean, he doesn't try and get on at all. He doesn't deal with people. He moans about everything. And, you know, so he's...
I'm all right. I've got my own little room and that.
Yeah. Like a cage. It is like a cage, isn't it? And he can shut the door. Pete walked past, he goes, shut the door. He doesn't want him looking in. He's like a miserable old chimp. We noticed today how much he's simian, isn't he?
He's very strange, actually. We maybe should try and get a picture on the website because Carl's arms are particularly chimp-like.
It's very, very strange. Because he's got that sort of, he's got long downy hair. It's
and
not
the
like,
long extended knuckles.
Yeah, yeah. And it's totally round-faced. That sort of the chin goes back and the dome of his cranium. I think, quite seriously, I know we sort of share about 98.5% of our genetic material with bonobos and chimpanzees. But I think he's got a little bit more.
Yeah.
I honestly think he's a little bit of a throwback. Just his line, they just kept to this sort of really the ugliest one in the cage. cave
yeah.
and the tree, and he really didn't. He didn't come out of it. I'm not saying you are. You know, I don't think you. Well, you are. Yeah, you're chimp-like.
No, it does annoy me. My hair annoys me on my body and that. Because I've got like hair on my little toes and that.
Have you?
And on the legs.
Would you like, see your little toes? Can you pick things up with them?
No, that's right.
Okay.
Well, that's the finale of this week's show. We're going to see if he can play a record and put the fader up.
From a tyre.
While swinging a tyre. Just using his hairy toes.
Yeah.
I've sort of got air all the way, but then it just runs out where it should be.
On
the
I know. Yeah. Top of your yeah.
And do you, is this part of the reason why you're always uncomfortable about, you know, being nude or around naked people? Is that partly the reason, do you think, because you look so grotesque?
Well, when I'm on holiday, I don't really like wandering about without a top on unless, like, it's a quiet beach or whatever.
Sure. So what would you normally wear? Need.
Should I just have like a nice sort of light summery sort of linen shirt maybe, just
yeah.
a few top buttons open.
Yeah.
But I don't like, the naked body isn't that nice anyway, is it? You know what I mean? Whatever it is, if you're a cat and you're shaved, you don't look that nice. You know what I mean? But with
I think you'll find a cat is naked even with its fur on. The cats don't wear clothes.
No, but what I mean is a bald cat isn't that good. You know it does me head in that I'm bald. I'm not, you know, if I could have hair, it would be nice, but that's not.
Would you prefer animals to wear clothes like Mickey Mouse does? Or Goofy?
You know what I don't like? Edith and all that, we've done it.
But don't you think sometimes you could sort of like, maybe, fancify it a little bit? Like, if there was such a thing as an ape, salon, and there isn't, Carl. There isn't, right? Would you, give an orangutan a trim? Maybe start with there, because some of those look like they're going bald, but they've got a comb over, don't they?
They should just have a shave. And it's like that. That's what I did. Take it back.
And the underarms as well. Yeah, they've really got a lot of underarm hair. Even the women ones.
Really?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I know. I don't know. I don't even know where they breed. I don't know how they get their legs from those horrible old, hairy ginger orangutans.
Yeah, they are particularly grim, some of those.
I know, yeah.
The big ones.
I know.
Ginger
yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
You can't be happy, can they? What is that? Where did that happen, the ginger thing? Why do people give them, like, a hard time on that?
Well, you just gave them a hard time then, so why did you do it? You
were
just flying in, were you, to
people do sort of give... I don't understand why, but ginger people get quite a bit of stick, and I've never understood it.
No, I was doing it, it's just, I don't know why.
They do, don't they?
I don't know, it might be historical, it might have been because... I'm sure they don't everywhere in the world, I'm sure it's probably...
No, they are, they're always... I've said to you about even, like, ginger cats, they're always fat, because they're sort of sick of it, probably.
Wait. Ginger cats, what do you
mean
they're
sick? Well, when you see a ginger cat...
They've been eating, like, because
yeah,
they're upset,
fed up and
they've
that.
Been bullied.
You never see, like, a thin, happy ginger cat running about. It's always overweight and looking a bit fed up. It's just a good point, isn't it?
Obviously, it's a good point, Carl. It's a point.
So, last week, the Chinese don't age well. Now, anything ginger, including cats,
yeah.
are sick of it.
No, but I'm just saying...
Are you ginger? Would you like to take issue with any of Carl's points? 83XFM is your text. You can text us. Maybe you've seen a thin ginger cat.
I'm not having a go, though. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's weird how people give them hard time. And it's... if I could have hair, I'd go for ginger hair rather than being bald.
Really? From Ben Folds on XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
Had a fax.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind champagne and freebies like that. Forget that. We're not doing that anymore. It didn't work, okay? But we are still in demand. Got a fax here, right? So guy says, I produce a programme for the BAS scientists, right? Wintering in Antarctica. Now, what this bloke is saying is, there are scientists, right? Researching in Antarctica, and they're already locked away and sort of like out of touch because they can't get to them, right? But they're soon going to be living in 24-hour darkness because through midsummer here, it's darkness for 24 hours for like 3 months, and they've totally cut off. And he's trying to get some stuff together, and he wants to record a message. And it said every year they choose a celebrity to do something, a message of their choice. They had Rolf Harris, David Attenborough. Jonathan Ross. This year, Ricky is the popular choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm up there with Rolf Harris, David Attenborough and Jonathan Ross. In terms of the vote amongst some scientists stuck in a hut in Antarctica for 3 months.
I think they've just got cabin fever.
So that's that's another poll I've won. A British Antarctic scientist in a hut poll.
If I was trapped in a little room with several other men for 3 months of pitch darkness,
sexist.
Or indeed women.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why I'd ever want a message from Rolf Harris. David Attenborough, fascinating.
Well, it's the animal. I assume they're researching penguins or something, aren't they, if they're still there. Or maybe seismic activity, or maybe polar shift, I don't know.
Possibly if you were researching kangaroos.
Yeah. He knows about all animals, doesn't he? You can take him a budgie with a broken wing and he'll sort it out. Or he knows a man who does.
Sure.
He can, he'll sort that out for you. And they do a picture of it.
Yeah.
While you wait. Yeah. But anyway, I thought they want a 5-minute message. We can do better than that. Let's dedicate the whole show to them, Steve.
We can what?
Dedicate the whole show to them. What was it, trouble with my diction?
A little bit. I'm just thinking again, we've got to slow down because these guys are there. They're working, they're busy.
They're used to speaking eloquent English.
Yeah, they're used to talking to intelligent, educated people.
Yeah.
So Carl should be something of a surprise to them. I imagine they'll just flood back early and come back to study him.
So, this show is dedicated to all you I know nothing about them. I don't know how many there are. I know they're just, as I say, in a hut somewhere, presumably with a laptop, drinking hot chocolate out of steel mugs with...
Just looking up porn.
They're not on the internet, are they?
Oh, are they not?
Well, no, there's no phone laptop line.
Well, how do they charge up the laptop when it runs out?
Well, they've probably got generators.
They must have other stuff. They got a telly in that, haven't they?
Of course they have.
No, for DVDs and things.
Well, they could probably have a DVD player that would run off a generator and stuff. So they can play, I don't know what we're giving this on, CD or something.
Mm-hmm.
But,
And what are they...
How can that enhance your life, though? That you, like, 2 months has gone, you've sat there, you're chewing Kendall mint cake and just looking round at white walls, right, thinking that the thing's going to come in any minute and put you out of your misery,
yeah.
Right, and you go, all right, lads, it's here, what, a 5-minute message from Ricky Gervais?
Yeah.
Who? The fellow from The Office? Oh, yeah. Go on. I mean, I don't know how I can enhance. I mean,
one of them's going, I voted for Ricky Martin. What?
Yeah.
But I don't understand what they're researching. You say penguins, but that's just a hypothesis.
Well, they're assuming that because it's Antarctica, where the penguins live.
Is there anything else there? What else is going on? Well, there's presumably climate differences and...
Well, yeah, because it's a landmass, isn't it? Arctic's just on ice, and Antarctica is actually a continent. It's a landmass, so there's stuff there. But presumably not in the winter. I imagine it's like 10 foot of snow, and really not a lot happening.
Sure.
I don't know what they're researching. Astronomy, as I say, it could be some sort of seismic thing, it could be just testing polar melting, it could be penguins, I've no idea. I haven't got the information. I don't think they want us to go into what they're doing.
That's what they already know, yeah.
They probably want to know what's happening in the world Well, we've got the man here.
That's an interminable 5 minutes for them. We've already wasted that 5 minutes. They're going to put it on, excited to hear from you, and they've just got 5 minutes of us discussing what they might be doing.
What I'm worried about is this bit, so for these 10 people there, we've just annoyed the 200 listeners we've got. Because they're thinking, what's in this for me? Well, we'll have fun along the way, and what I think we're doing, they've been stuck there, as I say, they're out of touch, they don't know what's happening, so Carl Pilkington is the man. We're going to have a break, we'll have a song, maybe some ad breaks, and then Carl is going to let these scientists who are stuck away in the darkness know what's been happening for the last couple of weeks. Is that all right, Carl?
Well, I don't really follow the news, so you'll be
playing a record.
I was going to say, what's been going on?
Embrace a glorious day. Well, it is a glorious day, Steve.
Brilliant.
Every day's a glorious day, isn't it?
Well, it is when I'm with you.
Yeah, love the world.
Yeah.
So these scientists, they're stuck away in the darkness. Let's tell them what they've been missing. What's the highlights, Carl, of the last, Ricky Gervais and Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington, by the way, XFM 104.9, etc. What have they missed for the last, just do the last few weeks. What have they missed? Remember, they haven't got newspapers, they haven't got telly. What's the... Look at him, he's looking at me like I just said that in Arabic. What do you understand? Think what's happened. Think what they haven't got that you know about. What have you seen and heard in the last couple of weeks that they couldn't have?
Well, like on the news and that, what's gone on in the world and that?
Yeah.
Well, or just things you've done personally. I think that'll be of less interest.
Yeah.
Pope's dead.
Okay.
I like it. Imagine if that was breaking it to them.
Yeah.
But they're listening and going, what's happened? The Pope's dead. They don't say like that. Break it to us gently, Carl.
But I think that's better than how they do it on the news normally, though, isn't it? They make a big deal out of it, and you panic a bit when it says breaking news, and you think, oh, there's a war on.
Yeah.
And you go, Pope's dead, and you go, well.
So you've just used that short, sharp tactic.
I just said it softly, no. Pope's dead.
When you're, you know, all that coverage of the Pope with like these millions of people that had gathered in, you know, in Rome and stuff. Mm. I was thinking about, you remember we talked about the Queen Mother, and they were queuing up to see the Pope.
Yeah, like 4 hours to
and
get
once
a
again, glimpse. I couldn't help but feel if they popped him on some kind of like dessert trolley and just wheeled him past everyone else, they could have got that done in about 3/4 of an hour.
Yeah.
You know, once again, people not thinking, they're not expanding their minds.
So you're
like students and ragweeds with a bed down on
the street. Novelty beds. They're all dressed in kind of cardinal's gear.
Yeah.
Just, you know, trundle him off and down the... Yes.
But it's the way they also said they've now got a new Pope. It's hardly new, is he? Why didn't they learn from the last one?
Sure.
You're taking on old people.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad couldn't even get a gig in B&Q.
Oh, God! So, who have we offended? I mean, the thing is, it's look, because soon our offence in this isn't going to be sort of like we're feeling about offence, but it's going to be like we're going to be living with Salman Rushdie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The things, I mean, that's pretty, you know, don't have a go at the Pope,
Carl. I'm not having a go at him. It's good that you can carry on working and what have you, but I thought everyone had to retire at, like, 60 or whatever. Like, bloody hell. But, you know, whatever, if you can get away with it.
Yeah, why couldn't your dad get a gig in B&Q? I mean, he goes there a lot, doesn't he? He goes there a lot!
That's why. If you're just joining us for this one-off show because you're trapped in a bunker somewhere in the Antarctic, you should know this of Carl's dad. He's a thief. He steals things, and we've openly discussed this before. He steals this from other elderly ladies and elderly people. Perhaps
he's not like Raffles, though. He doesn't go into their house.
He's not a gentleman thief.
No, it's own people. Let's put this in context. You know, he's not a villain, but sometimes when people leave groceries lying around in a public telephone box.
No, what it was, where they live now, they've retired, right? They've moved. I won't say where they are, but somewhere quiet, right? And it's so quiet.
It's not a witness relocation protection scheme.
Because there's only about 8 people live in this village, it's not worth, like, the corner shop.
There's only 8 people living in the village.
It's quiet.
The village of the damned.
So anyway, so rather than keep the shop open, you're meant to call up and go, all right, Harry, I need some milk today.
Right.
And they stick it in a phone box outside in the shop, and my dad found that out. So when he's been out, just stop off at the phone box, have a look at what's left lying around.
Yeah. But of the 8, I mean, there's 8 people in the village, my attention would be instantly drawn to the dodgy Manc fella.
Mm.
I mean, you know what I mean? It seems, in Manchester you can probably get away with this, there's a lot of scum up there, but down in this little village, you know, you've got a little Miss Marple type and a little, you know, country policeman.
He's stopped doing it now,
has he?
Stopped doing it, yeah.
Cleaned up his act.
Yeah.
Good, alright, so with the Pope's dead, any other big news?
There was that thing I told you about last week, the foot-long spider eats chicken.
What does this mean to them? They're going to think that the world's been taken over by them. It's like they never tell it. We're not going back with a foot-long spider on the loose.
Are these people bright, though?
Well, let's have a look. Antarctic scientists. Yeah, they've probably got an O-level or two.
You're looking at penguins all day.
Yeah.
So how bright have you got to be?
What do you mean?
Well, what are they doing?
Well, I don't know, do I? But they've been chosen. It's probably cost millions of pounds to set them up there. Oh, Carl.
This is like, for scientists, this is like Big Brother. Tell me, this is like a big dinner scientist here, watching this, finding out what's going to go on, there's little challenges that they give them, little times.
It's like Celebrity Love Island without the sun and slappers.
Mm.
Go on.
I think, what else has gone on?
Well, while you're thinking, Carl, I should just tell you now, you threw that question out earlier, why are ginger people historically mocked? We've had a couple of responses on the text, 83XFM. Again, as ever with XFM listeners, don't believe what they say, don't trust what they say. But one of them,
have we got any respect for anyone in the world?
Get back to you. Pete in Tooting, now again, I think this is nonsense. He claims that the reason ginger people are disliked is because Judas was ginger. From the Bible. How, I don't know where he's come up with this idea.
No, I've heard that.
But, I mean, are there a great many people from, you know, the Middle East who are ginger?
Well, that's probably why he stood out.
Sure.
And he was probably fed up, and he thought, I'll get him back. Yeah. Maybe...
Unless he was wearing... Unless he had his hair dyed ginger when he was on the witness protection scheme.
What
which
did he
presumably
do?
He had to go into after it all came out in the book.
What did he do? What's...
Well, did he do?
He stitched him up, didn't he, to the Romans, didn't he, Judas? Did he do it for 40 pieces of silver or something? I'm not big on the Bible, but apparently...
Incidentally, if you'd like us to stitch up any kind of messiahs for 40 pieces of silver, just get in touch, 83XFM, and we're willing to do that for you as well. That's one explanation. There's another one here, which is, again, I don't believe this for a moment. It says here, ginger people get a lot of stick, because in Elizabethan times, people with ginger hair were told that their mother had slept with the devil. And that was why their hair was ginger. So, there's two options. Maybe if you've got some more, you can, any more spurious thoughts, then get in touch at 83XFM. But yeah, I don't know.
There might be truth to both of those. I mean, the point is that if either of those are true, they were already being picked on, if you know what I mean.
Right.
That's the point.
Mm.
It's sort of like, maybe that's not the total root of it. Well, the Judas thing might be the root of it, the first big, ginger to, do some a little bit.
So if
off.
He was bald, then old bald people would be like,
yeah,
get our time on that.
Yeah.
Well, we do mock you behind your back anyway, Carl. That's going on. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Play a record and think of something that's happened to tell these poor scientists what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. All you've come up with so far is the Pope's dead and there's a big spider. What is that?
That eats chicken.
Pogues, rainy night in Soho. I hope there isn't a rainy night in Soho tonight, Rick.
All right.
You're one of those who agrees with me. So we just had an email here from a guy called James Lee. He says, hi, just writing a bit of info on the scientists in Antarctica. I'm a scientist who's just come back from one of the Antarctic bases called Haley. There are 15 people staying there over the Antarctic winter. The scientists are looking mainly at the atmosphere, things like the ozone hole and meteorology. Right. I think there are 6 scientists staying over the winter, as well as a doctor, electrician, mechanic, and a carpenter and so on. And so he's saying they do listen, they have the internet, so they maybe could listen to the show on the internet. And if you get the chance, say hi to Francis and the rest of the winter is for me. Sure, no problem. Yeah, thanks, James. But yeah, there they are. That's what they're doing. That's what they're up to.
But why are they asking you for a message though? When I mean, have these people got families and that, or are they convicts or
no? What do you mean? Of course they got. They probably do get messages from their family.
Well, why are you doing one for one? Is that, I mean, say, do you know, like, you see it in, like, porridge and stuff like that, where if someone's in prison and no one visits them,
yeah,
and they sort of look a bit fed up and that, is this message that you're doing for like, people who don't get a letter in the post from...
Brilliant. So they put this on the shelf until someone doesn't get one. All right, Hargreaves? Yes, sir, I didn't get a message today, sir. You have got a message, Hargreaves. Oh, what, sir? Hargreaves, you have got a message. Really, sir? From Ricky Gervais. Really, sir? And then they give it... Don't talk. Don't talk. Please, there are scientists listening. Try to keep the talking shit down to a minimum today.
Well, what's annoying me is, right, they're saying they're stuck over there for months, which seems to me like they're wasting a lot of time. Right?
Why?
Well, you're saying they probably watch DVDs. They're saying they've got internet access.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I'm wrong.
Listening to messages.
Yeah.
Get a job done and go home.
Well, that's subtle. Well, then we don't have to tell them anything then, because they listen to the internet. If they've got the internet, then, yeah, it's a waste of time. Good point. Play a record.
Well, hang on, before that, here's a good point. You've had long time to research what's been going on in the world. We've just had an email here from Nicholas who says, why haven't you told them about the recent Pig Olympics that just went on in China? You've missed that one, Carl, once again.
Who won?
First of the game to die, Morrissey, XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Well, Carl, you failed miserably. The scientist stuck away. Right, one more chance. What's happened in the last couple of weeks? Just one more chance to... What have you seen in the last couple of weeks?
Well, like I say, I don't really watch the news and that, so...
Right.
I can't, tell them about that. But in a way, I think they're better off not knowing... I think that's the only good thing about being out there, isn't it? Not knowing about the bad stuff going on.
Yeah.
So, I can't help them there.
They don't need to look at the weather, do they?
No, don't even no. But, tell you about the Pope and that.
Yeah, it's pretty extensive.
What about the EU constitution and the no votes? What do you make of that? What are your views?
What's the problem there?
Oh, this isn't... This
no, but it's better, it's
this
better
isn't broadcasting
now,
is it?
Knowing.
This is nothing. Come up with something.
Well, the fat baby then, the fat baby that they found that was on the telly.
Right. Well, what was that?
It's just a little fat baby. That, I don't know, what, it's just a little fat kid and that.
What? What?
It was on the telly.
What was on the telly? You just said fat baby on telly. Do you meant to be telling them what's happened in the world? Tell me about the fat baby on telly.
It's just they've found some, there's this illness called Momo, right? And, they've just got this woman had a kid. It's really sad, it was on Channel 4 and that, right? And, kid's born.
You sure it wasn't Jimmy Carr?
Kid's born and that, right?
Momo?
It's called Momo,
isn't that
yeah.
Black Music Award?
No, right, little fat baby and that, and, there's only three of them in the world. These little fat babies.
Right.
And, one of them...
How fat? Are you not taking... What do you mean, how fat are they?
6 stone it was only two. And, there's three of them in the world, and there was this one, and there was one in Brazil.
Are they, like, endangered? Is that the problem? Because there's only three of them in the world.
I'll be
worried, this is like a conservation campaign.
They're hunting for their
No, it's really sad. If you see, I know, it's really
you should laugh,
that, but if you've seen it, you'd go, it's a bit sad than that.
Well, I haven't seen it, and I know nothing about it.
Well, I've told you, there's three of them in the world.
Okay, what else was on telly?
Something I watched the other night, which was good. Again, you know I learn stuff from the telly, I don't watch the news.
No, well, you don't learn stuff from the telly,
you
told us there's a fat baby in the world.
Forget about them
There's a spider eats chickens and there was a fat kid.
Forget them in Iceland, right?
Yeah.
We'll give them Rockbusters later to do, right?
Iceland!
But what's her name? I'll tell you what is interesting, Steve. I didn't know that much about it. Autism.
Okay. Oh, good. There's some more entertaining stuff on XFM 104.9.
No.
To cheer up people. Go on, and what? Come on.
No, right. Have you heard about it, Steve? What
autism.
It is?
It
scares me to death when he comes up, when he touches on a serious subject. We've been talking about wheeling a dead pope round, the Chinese don't age well, and ginger people are hated. And now we're going to touch on a really... I mean, my heart's in my throat. Go on, Carvin. Tell me your insights to autism.
Right, well, there's this... Again, Channel 4 coming up with some good stuff at the moment, right? It might have been Channel 5. But what's the name?
It's the attention span I like!
These people who, they've got like this autism thing going on.
Yeah.
And, they sort of take in a lot of information, they get sort of a bit... They get so into it that they know everything about that subject and what have you, right? And there was this lad who, he knew everything, right, about EastEnders.
Right.
He sort of, the cameraman was saying to him, so, you know, why EastEnders and that? And he said, oh, I don't know, I just like it. And he said, I remember when I first watched it, it was a Thursday, it was 5 to 8, Pauline Fowler walked in, she had a pink jumper on, she said, all right, love. And he remembers everything from that moment on.
Yeah.
Right, and everything. Which is great, but then, the way the programme was making out, it was almost like they were saying it's a disability.
Right.
When in a way, it's more like a superpower.
Sure. Like Rain Man.
Well, if you can say
it's Rain Man.
No, I'm
he
not.
Has special autistic powers.
Oh, God!
We were sent for Rain Man.
I don't know what to do.
What I'm saying
is, don't be watching EastEnders though. Sort of, why didn't they give him an encyclopedia and say, get into that?
Sure.
That'll be useful.
Yeah.
Keep him away from EastEnders. Wasting his time there. But I don't think it is a disability.
No.
Yeah, well, there are other things, and they're not. It's also autism is a matter of degrees, from what I know. And I'm sorry to have to do this, but I feel that I have to at least be the voice of reason, as ill-educated as I am on the subject. But I think, one, there's degrees of autism. I think some are higher performance than others. There's other issues with it. It's not they've just got good memories. They don't go around doing tricks for people because they can remember stuff. There are other issues with it. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, they sing the bit.
You watched the programme. What did you learn? That he knows when Pauline Fowler came in.
Yeah, I mean, there was other bits where they couldn't control their emotions and stuff.
Oh, but that other little bit, yeah.
But the main bit of it was he can soak up information and stuff, and I'm just saying it didn't seem really bad. Do you know what I mean? There's disabilities where people say that's a bad disability.
Go
it's
on.
Like how people say about,
This is brilliant. This is just like, this is amazing to be in a room with this man. It's incredible. You just wind him up and listen to what comes out. And no, I'm going to sit back now. I'm not going to defend you or explain anything. Just tell me about the other disabilities that are worse.
No, what I mean is how people can sometimes easily get mixed up. How people are scared of, like, a cyclop. When at the end of the day, he's got a disability. A bloke
who's scared of a cyclop?
No, it's
apart
just
from Jason and his Argonauts. Where's this cyclop that you're scared of?
No, I'm just saying in history and in books and that.
No, not in history. History happened.
Yeah.
But what are you thinking of? You're mixing history with Greek mythology and Roman mythology and every other type of mythology. What do you mean there wasn't really a giant cyclop that went round picking up ships and throwing them around? That's not history, Carl. Do you think Batman's history?
No, but this was, it was ages ago, wasn't it, when we were sort of forming.
No, I'm not saying it didn't happen ages ago, I'm saying it didn't happen.
Well, it might have done. There's no, I mean, what's so ridiculous about a fellow with one eye?
In the middle of his head, and he's big and scary and lives in a cave.
Why is he scary? Because he's got, if he had eight eyes, I'd be scared of him. At the end of the day, he's got a disability. We'll talk about it in a bit.
Bobby Womack, across 110th Street, on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Stephen Merchant, and over there, Carl Pilkington.
Can I just remind people that
a man so stupid, it isn't actually offensive.
Mm.
I just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Now, I just like to remind people that they can get in touch on the text, 83XFM. You'll need that text number shortly, because we're going to be playing Rockbusters very soon. Gareth has texted in, and he says quite simply, "What's happened to the webcam? All I can see is a bald monkey." Well, you're absolutely right, we'll try and get that sorted out for you. But we're rockbustering now. Should we do it now?
Say it up now.
Okay, great. Yeah. Should just remind people, Rick, for, particularly if they're trapped in Antarctica for the next
well,
that's what this game is.
Well, this is Blockbusters, just totally ripped off, and the clues are bands and artists. Carl says they're cryptic clues, they're not cryptic clues, they're more like, what word am I thinking of? They're tenuous, some of them don't work at all.
Mm.
So it's really, are you in tune with a shaved monkey? I mean, it's nearly embarrassing to get the clue. I pride myself on that I don't really get them. And I'm sort of proud of that, because you shouldn't.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think I've given it a big sell.
Yeah.
Now, you do win TAT today, but the big prize is going forward to be in the draw in 5 weeks' time, when there's a signed Homer that I got Matt Grain in to draw. If you go to rickygervais.com, you can see him drawing it. It's an original.
Well, if they want to see it, they can go to xfm.co.uk/Ricky, and it's actually, just click on it, you can have a look at it.
Oh, you can see all the pictures there, can't you? There's also a signed Nigel Tufnel poster, and us three as Flanimals, but there's a little actually video clip. I was on rickygervais.com. You can actually see Matt Groening drawing it.
Well, so those prizes are the ones, the big prizes you can win in 5 weeks' time if you get to the grand final. In the meantime, it's the usual selection of mediocre gifts which will be given away.
That we've found in a draw that people have sent us to give away.
Yeah, so first up, we've got I think most people agree, the mediocre John Travolta film Ladder 49, which I think barely made it into cinemas over here.
No.
We've also got
DVD. And we're giving that away.
We're giving that away.
Brilliant.
On DVD, the TV series Grumpy Old Men, which I think is repeated every single night on BBC Two.
Oh! And that's free as well, is it?
Yeah, well, that's free.
Oh, okay.
We've got the complete third series of Alias. Great gift, only if you've seen the previous two seasons, so,
is that the one I'm in?
I don't know, possibly. French and Saunders at the Movies, a collection of all their hilarious movie spoofs, again, on television, I think, every Friday. And, the TV series Operation Good Guys, you know, fine series, but you could see that on UK Gold most nights. So, once again, an excellent
But, if you win all those and take them straight down to Record and Tape Exchange, you will be able to get two albums that you actually like.
That's exactly right.
So,
people send us then, so they sort of get bigged up on the radio, so that's done. We don't worry about that.
We're angry.
So, anyway then, three clues.
Well, hang on, let's play the jingle.
No, I haven't got one.
You haven't got a jingle for Rockbusters?
No.
Oh, do one quickly, no.
Okay. Rockbusters.
Brilliant.
Alright, so we've got three of them. Cryptic clue and the initials, the band. It could be a band or an artist, we've done all that, haven't we?
Yeah.
Alright, first one. The fella let his wife know how he got the bruise on his leg. Right?
Give us that again.
The fella let his wife know how he got the bruise on the leg. He got a little bruise.
Yeah, it's all, imagine that in the Times crossword. You read it again, it's slightly different. Every time I look back at this crossword, it's slightly different. All the words change. It can't be cryptic.
The initials there, CL. Right? CL. Fella got a bruise on his leg. He let his wife know how he got it. What's going on?
All the muttering!
And what's the next, second one. Clue?
Second one. That Potter lad had, a lot of bottle doing all that stuff with the wizards and that, right? He had a lot of bottle playing with the wizards and that. What's all that about?
Right? I love it! He always asks, what's all that about?
TB there. Band or artist, the initials TB. That Potter lad, he's got a lot of bottle doing all that stuff with the wizards. Right? And the third one, the Buddhists won't be able to get in their temple without these. Oh. What do they need, right? The Buddhists won't be able to get in their temple without these. The initials TM.
Right? 83936 is the text number. We don't want to receive emails from this because we can't be bothered, so just a quick text. Make sure you include, all three answers. We're not interested unless you've only got, you need to get all three.
Yeah.
But the winner may only get two, but it's the first one with the most right answers.
Yeah.
And if you wins all those DVDs. Hey, this is a box set, to be fair. That's pretty good prize, that one.
Well, you could probably get two CDs when you take that down to Record Tape Exchange.
And you don't need to see the first two seasons because you won't know what's happening anyway.
Oh, okay, fine. I'm excited to think that there's some people now in Antarctica just scrabbling around to get a pen.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure them out, you know, and they'll probably stew on that for the next 2 months. XFM.
Wilwood Inc. Gorillaz on XFM 104.9 on Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Mm-hmm. Carl, okay, we've got to sort this out. We didn't meet again this week and this is a shoddy show. I thought we had a sort of framework for it, but, do you know what I mean? No, I thought, you know, Carl could sort of tell him what was going on. He doesn't know anything except watching telly, late night telly on strange channels. Like, he gets all his information about the news on Anna Nova and, I mean, I even tried out because Monkey News last week was awful.
It wasn't Monkey News.
It wasn't Monkey News. It was. I can't remember.
I've been away on holiday.
Brilliant. Yeah, and the Monkey News stops. I phoned him up. There was a front cover of the, I think it was the Telegraph one day this week, and it was an ironic story. It was a fluff piece, but it was a funny story. It was about a monkey in a zoo that had had a ruck with its father because it's adolescent. It was like the equivalent of like 16 to 18 and it had a fight with its father and it escaped. It ran away and it was like, you know, an interesting story.
Yeah.
I phoned Carl up and said, it's a monkey news. A monkey has escaped from its cage after an argument with its father. And he said, what was the argument about? I mean, he thinks like Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
Amazing. What was the argument about? Like, the zookeepers are going, oh, look, oh no, he's brought up his untidy room again. The father, oh, look, he's caught him smoking again. I mean, what do you mean, what was the argument about? They have fights. They have fights, and then it ran away.
His dad wanted him to go to college, but he just wants to quit and get a job.
Yeah, and he fancied a monkey in the other cage. And the father was saying, she's not good enough for you. Oh.
So
what was it about?
Today?
Yeah, I got a little bit of
monkey news. You got a little bit of monkey news, right? Yeah. You've redeemed yourself then this week.
We've got some stuff there and that. What else has been going on? You were, what were we going to talk about now? Sort of got, a lot of heads gone then.
Your hair's
got monkey news.
Yeah.
Why is your brain? Why is it? It seems like since we've come back on air, you have become dimmer. I mean, it is extraordinary. It's like BSC has kicked in.
Or did we just forget? We just forgot.
Maybe it's been a long time. We've forgotten just how stupid he is.
Yeah.
It's proper, you mean it's the silences. You know, he forgets we're on the radio. There's just
I know, it's unbelievable. And it's our name on this. They put up a... But as I said before, you know, he is no offence, he's not a bright lad or educated or anything like that. Yeah, but some things he says does border on the retarded.
I've been trying to take in too much information, though. That's the problem recently. Well, I said to you last week, I've been, like, reading more books and what have you, and trying to take in too much. But the problem is... Like, even watching telly and that now, Suzanne said to me, you know, stop doing that. Stop watching telly late at night and going to bed. Because it's making your brain too active. And I'm sort of...
Heaven forbid.
And, you know, I'm trying to get to sleep and I can't. And then when I wake up... She had a go at me the other day, right? Because it was the night after watching The Fat Baby, right? Woke up in the morning and she had a go at me because as soon as I woke up, I said something like, how can you freeze time? She says, aren't you going to say good morning or whatever?
I'm going to burst! Just imagine it, right? It's that the sun comes out through the window. Oh, she's like, Carl's like that, his little head. His eyes open, he goes,
one of those floppy night hats.
How can you freeze time? Oh, God!
Well, it's because, like, whatever, the night before I might have heard that on the news or whatever, and it's just been sort of whizzing around my head.
Sure.
And, you know, it was a big debate. have they found a way of doing it or something?
What are you talking about?
They've done something about freezing time and all that.
See, this isn't information. This is nothing. That is nothing, that. They've done something about freezing time. Imagine Jeremy Paxman coming on, going, well, the issue tonight, said something about freezing time. It's, think before you talk.
No, but I don't worry about how to do it. I just think about what effects that
has. Oh, they haven't asked you to get involved?
Well, this is what I'm saying, though. You can explain it. It's a tough thing, isn't it? But what's the point of me worrying about
it? It's not a question. Do you know what he said to me the other day? This is unbelievable. This is one of the most stupid, incredible things I've ever heard. He was talking, and he suddenly stopped, and he was thinking about it, and he went, oh, I mean, what? He went, you'd never see a black ghost.
Extraordinary.
True, though, isn't it?
I've never seen a ghost, full stop.
There are no ghosts. There aren't ghosts.
No, but I mean, when you just see them in, like, magazines and that.
Hope that someone will take care of me.
Ooh. Anthony and the Johnsons. Hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Interesting.
Hope there's someone on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant, and Carl Pilkington. Well, Carl, more revelation. We were talking about it last week, but Carl brought it up again just now. Didn't want to go to the doctors, didn't want to have a full sort of body checkup that may save his life, because he saw on the website they do a test where they have to insert a finger in his ass.
Well, don't tell me about it.
Why?
Don't put it on the website, just put, we look at your heart,
yeah,
and check your blood pressure out.
Yeah.
And then they could just do it quickly, could just sort of say, right.
How would they do it quickly?
No, but what I'm saying is, it's worse, isn't it, going in there, knowing that, I mean, they've got it on the website, so you're on the journey on the bus thinking, in about 20 minutes I'm going to have a finger up my arm.
But they're doctors.
Yeah, but just
they're not doing it for a laugh. They're not filming it with a two-way screen. They're not putting on boxing gloves so it hurts more. They're up. Oh, it's a prostate, all right? Out again. Out again.
I'm just saying in the day, the sort of...
Do you think they're in the pub going, here he comes. Pilkington, I have a finger was arsenal.
Do they allow ladies to do that? Do they allow female doctors to do
that? Of course they do. They're doctors.
No, that's worse.
You're sounding like him.
No, I'm just interested in, because, you know, do they allow female doctors to do the finger up the arse thing?
Well, of course they do. They're doctors. Forget the female and male. They are doctors.
Right, do you know any female doctors to do that? But what I mean is, isn't it a bit like if you're being searched at an airport, you know, and you're a woman, they send in a woman person to search you. They don't send in a bloke to do it. Is that the same thing?
They probably trust someone who's gone through 6 years medical college not to be taking the piss as opposed to a fat security guard who couldn't get anything else. Do you know what I mean?
You're talking about there's doctors all the time coming out in the papers, or they gave them this so they could look at their boobs or whatever. Or, you know, it's all well, you're always hearing stuff about dodgy doctors.
But what I'm saying is, the reason why they do that at security, because there's lots of security people, and they can, you know, for your own, you know, for the, you know, your own modesty, there's a female wants to search females, and a male wants to search males, and that's fine. But there's not, like, 4 or 5 GPs to choose from, and you go in there and you go, is it your arse and testicles? Do you want a bloke or... accept it.
What about long fingernails?
They don't have long fingers. What do you think this female GP looks like? She's sitting behind the desk like Cruella de Vil with cleavage and long red false nails going, "Hello, love, bend over. This may hurt a little bit." There's gloves and Vaseline. I don't believe there's two of you now in the room. Carl, they're doctors. What would you rather do than put the hand down your throat and round your alimentary canal to feel your ass? It's a quicker way in.
You seem to know a lot.
You're a very well informed gentleman about this sort of thing.
Well, say if they did find something.
Yeah.
Would you then have to get like a second opinion, so someone else's finger?
Well, no. They test it to see if there's anything suspicious. That it's usually a swollen prostate, which can be anything. They catch it early, and that's it. They feel up there.
But if you want a second opinion, then the same doctor will just stick a thumb up and have a feel around them. So it always works in the same way.
Yeah.
Well, if there's a doctor who can, I don't know, put me at ease. I mean, surely there's another way around it. I don't believe that. I mean, what is this? 60 million people or something in the world, isn't there? 60 billion or something?
Well,
6 billion, something.
Yes, you got it. Right. You hit it. Well done.
That's good work.
Right, so, yeah, this 6 billion, did I say?
Yeah, what's 6 billion then?
Loads, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
So if you want a doctor to turn up to assure you that the finger at the bum thing is not painful and that it's necessary... And
just
that
it's necessary, really. It's just that it's not an easy way round.
Alright, what's the phone number here?
It's, changed, haven't they?
Oh, fuck.
You're the projector!
Hang on, here it is. 0871 222 1049, and I think you select option 1. It tells you, anyway, what to do.
Please, if you're a GP, or if, you know, even if you've completed medical, I mean, we want a qualified doctor, really. Anything else is not good enough for Carl Pilkington. You can ask him all the other questions, because, you know, Carl... As I said last week, he doesn't feel his own testicles because he doesn't like the feel.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've got a doctor to explain to him how necessary is.
And this is truthful as well, I've got a very slight pain around the genital area at the moment, and I think it might be some kind of groin strain, but I'm a little bit anxious, not entirely sure.
Yeah, you've been with me twice when I've gone along to get him checked.
Yeah.
I go, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
It's terrible. I mean, but, you know, it's usually... I think you're in a pretty low risk, Eric, aren't you?
I'd hope so.
You're coming out of the 20s. I think I think testicular sort of... I shouldn't be doing this. I'm not qualified.
No.
All they said was to me, sort of like, it's 20s and 50s.
Mine sort of felt like they dropped a bit the other week when I was on holiday. I don't know if that's, like, when you're relaxing or... I was wearing shorts a lot.
How far? If it's 2 foot, it's too far.
I was having problems walking.
What do you mean? Why?
Well, it was just a bit, sort of, a bit... I had shorts on all day, I'm happy, I'm walking about on the beach, what have you.
Mm.
And then, at the night, when I put some long trousers on, I was sort of walking like
They probably, like, stretch a little bit. Sometimes, I told you, when I was about 18, I was scared. I went to the doctor, I felt a pain, right? And because I was doing biology, I thought I'd show off this doctor. I said, I've got a pain, I think it feels like it starts in the epididymis and goes up through the urethra. Either. And he went...
Finger up the arse.
He said, your jeans are too tight, they're squashing your balls. So, we want a doctor like that.
So what's the phone number again?
It's, 0871-222-1049.
A qualified
doctor. What do you mean the balls drop, though? We've got to come back to this.
I don't know, they just felt like, it's not too bad at the moment. I was alright on the way in, but it was just...
I feel twinges all the time, but you never know whether it's just because
they're in... but they felt like they weren't my own. Do you know what I mean? They sort of felt a bit like these were...
There wasn't a bloke standing really close to you, was there?
You didn't get them mixed up just on the way back. On the flight back.
Take a leaf out of nudist books. They just walk round, they've got nothing on it.
I'm about nudists.
Why?
Well, let's play this ad break and that.
Have you had another encounter?
If we've got time, I'll tell you about it.
Have you really? London. Right, we've got who's that on the line?
It's Rob.
Rob, and are you a doctor?
I'm a final year medical student. I'll be a doctor in 2 months, touch wood.
That's close enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Excellent. So, where do you study? Do you want to give more details, or do you want to remain anonymous as you're calling into...
I study at Barts Hospital.
All right, great. So, why do GPs sometimes put their finger up a man's anus?
To see what's there. You know, if you've got hemorrhoids, if you've got an enlarged prostate, you know, it's either that, or they stick up a big tube and have a look up with a light.
What?
And it's easier to do that.
Now, are you dumbing this down for us, or are you going to foul your medical exams by saying stick up a big tube with a light?
I'm dumbing it down.
Okay, come on then. We're all intelligent people here, and Carl. So you can tell us what's that called?
It's called a sigmoidoscope.
Right.
Nice. That was a clever test, wasn't it, Rick?
12-inch long.
Yeah.
12-inch long tube I can put up there.
So, Carl, would you prefer that or a finger?
Well, so do they sort of do the finger first, and then, I mean, at what point do they say, hang on, we need a light here? I mean...
It's normally if there's something wrong.
But, so if I go then, say if I go to this well-man clinic, right, and yeah. They go, yeah, the art's good and that, yeah. Finger, there you go, and then they go, hang on, I'm gonna go and get me light and tube. I could start worrying then, because they've sort of found something.
And they're not likely to go straight in with the tube, they'll probably send you off some tests first.
But Carl, there's nothing, but you go to these places to put your mind at rest and to know where you are, with your health. I mean, it's not that you go along, that's what most people worry about. They think that because I'll go along and they'll find something. Well, one, that's illogical. It doesn't heighten the fact they'll find something because you go along. And two, if they do find something, it's a good job you went along. I mean, I'm a hypocrite because I don't go to the doctor. But, I've had that done.
You should be concerned if when they shine the little light in your ear, it comes out the other side of your ear.
No,
the other ear comes right out the other side. That's when you should be worried.
But Rob, right, you said then, if they find something, they send me off for some tests. Why can't I just have the test without that and cut out the middleman?
Because you're wasting lots of money.
There's hundreds of tests they could do, and they could do every test, and they could all come back with nothing. Or they could do the finger up there and send you for the 3 tests you need to find out what's wrong with you.
But in this day and age, with all the technology and that, and like brainy doctors and all that, the only way to find out is sticking a finger up there.
What are you worried about, Carl? Is it fundamentally that this doctor, who's has done 6 years medical training, is it embarrassing to have a man's finger up your ass?
I just don't understand how you can get round to that without.
But what don't you like? Is it fundamentally you don't like anything up your ass, or is it the fact that it's a man's finger?
Well,
up there?
I don't like going to the doctors. It makes me nervous because I think if anyone searches you long enough, they're going to find a fault with you, right? And especially if they're going that far into you, they're going to find something. And
probably not.
Well, you never. I don't know how to get round to that sort of. That point where you get a... What do you talk to the doctor about when he's like, alright, nice day, struck your trousers?
He goes,
people just shut up and let you do it, and then breathe a sigh of relief when you say there's nothing there.
Yeah.
But is that at the end of the test, or is that the first thing he does?
It's the last thing.
So, that trousers up out the door.
Because he knows it ends conversation, he knows it's a bit of a faux pas, you know, the doctor says, oh, I better not kick off with a finger up the arse. What I do is I'll start on with the head, and then we're then I go, oh, one final thing, Mr. Pilkington.
Rob...
He drops his keys, and he goes, pick them up, and as you bend over...
Will you be doing this, Rob? Is this what you're, like, open to do? You do all these...
I'll have to do it at some point. All doctors do it at some point, no matter what they specialise in.
So the first one, is there another doctor there to sort of make sure you're doing it right?
Not dentists.
No, but do you know...
Dentists aren't doctors anyway.
No.
But do you know what I mean? Like, normally it's like a co-pilot will have someone with them for the first one. So when you put your first finger in...
Yeah.
Will someone be there going, right, you just want to move to the left of
it? I've already done it.
Have you?
Yeah. So that's the thing with a student, you're learning. So you get people teaching
and you learn on these
things. Can I just point out, Rob, I think I'm right in assuming that you have a glove on.
Yeah.
And there's lubrication.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt.
No.
There you go. What are you worried about, Carl?
Who's this person who everyone's testing on in your class?
It's not One person?
One person. There's like, when a patient comes in and they've got a problem, your boss, the like consultant, he does his finger up, and if he finds something, he goes to the patient, is it alright if the student has a feel as well? Then the student puts on a glove, puts some leave on the glove, and sticks his finger up and sees what he comes out with.
Rob, I wish you could see Carl's face. I mean, his face when you said, and he goes, says, can this fella have a go as well? He looked horrified. He thought it was a free-for-all, like there's a queue of people trying on gloves and going, let's have a go. That looks good up there. What have you found?
No, I mean, how come you had to sort of, is it not something you could test on yourself rather than waiting for other people to come in? Because then you know,
it's an awkward position to get to, really, isn't it?
Well, but you can have a good rummage then without feeling too awkward, but to sort of have a go on your first patient when you don't really know what you're looking for anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Never really thought about it.
Because you don't, if you've never done it before, you pop your finger in there, and you've got a sort of look, you've got an expression on your face like you know what you're finding.
Well, they can't see what you look, they can't see your face.
You've got the big boss consultant there going, now move your finger there and you'll probably feel this, because he's just done it, he knows what's there.
Well, he's already had a go, he's had a feel, and he's going, right, if you feel to the right, that's the conglomerary or whatever.
The conglomerary, yeah. His conglomerary is in perfect working order. Thank you, Rob. I'm sorry you had to go through this. Carl is probably the worst patient you'll ever encounter in your medical career. Good luck with your finals, and thanks very much.
And do you know any female doctors who do this? Or?
Thank you, XFM 104.9. Thank you.
It's the night time on XFM 104.9. Steve Merchant, Ricky Gervais, Carl Pilkington, is it time?
I think so.
Yeah?
Oh, chimpanzee, that monkey news.
Right then, so, there's this monkey, right?
Right.
In Canada, it's in a zoo in, Toronto, I think it is.
Mm.
His name's Pascal, right? And, what happened was, all the people in the zoo, sort of said, you know, what can we do? Sort of spice the day up a bit.
Yeah.
So they left.
Embellishing. No way this is a new story.
So they left.
Any dates?
Just let him read the news. Well, right? You wouldn't interrupt Moira Stewart.
There's an answer.
No, because she always says today, so you know it's news. She doesn't say, right, there was a monkey, right?
Well,
in Canada,
on,
right?
Just finished okay.
A couple of weeks ago, in this zoo in Canada.
Right.
They got a camcorder,
right?
And they said, let's leave it for the monkey to have a play with, right? So anyway, they passed it around.
Won a BAFTA.
And a couple of chimps and that were rubbish at it. They were like filming the floor and all that, and the fingers were always in shot and stuff like that, right? But anyway, there was this one chimp called Pascal, right? Who
annoys me that he calls them monkeys, though. They're not monkeys, they're apes.
He was a dab hand at it, right? He was, like, filming stuff, really good shots, you know, sort of nice mood and that. He used the lighting properly and all the rest of it.
No, he didn't!
Is this the news? What are you talking about? Is this the news?
Steve, it's so annoying. You know it annoys me so much. Things like that. He was a dab hand at it. He was doing really good shots. It really annoys me.
Let's hear the news.
Anyway, right, so he started, at night, like, when the zookeepers went home, he started filming, like, other monkeys on the go, like, whilst they were at it, right? And he was filming them and what have you.
The Ron Jeremy of the zoo.
You know it's going to end up on the web.
So, anyway, the zookeepers came in the next day, and it's like, let's see what shots he's got. Anyway, he's got all this, like, you know, all these monkeys at it and what have you. So,
don't know what this is doing to me, Steve. Can I stop it now?
So they thought, like, actually there's a few monkeys who aren't at it enough. Do you know what I mean? They have problems or what have you, so let's give them the videos.
That is so untrue! This is so untrue! So, it's so untrue that it was filmed by a monkey!
So
it's so untrue!
Rick, I don't know who to believe.
God! You're talking so much shit again! So you must know that's not true. There's no way.
A load of tapes out.
Look at me! Look at me! Don't keep talking! Look at me! Yeah. You must know that's not true.
Can it's we just hear the end of this news?
You had a go at me last week because I didn't have the full story. I've got the full story. You're still not happy.
There is no way that by chance, one, all this, oh, what should we do? Let's give him a camcorder. That could happen. Right. He then films him at it. That might happen. It might happen, but I don't think he'd keep the camera still. Two, they go, hold on, oh, yeah, this is good stuff. This is good shit. This porn's good shit.
Anyway,
look at that. He's got a lovely shot. Yeah, yeah. So this is ridiculous.
Let me just recap because I lost my way there. So the monkey has filmed the monkey porn, and now they're showing it to the other monkeys.
Is he directing? Can you hear him saying stuff? Can you go?
It's like, just like, you know, Chimp Pimp 1, 2 and 3 and all the rest of it, right? But anyway, so they've got all these other tapes, because what happened was, they said he's quite good at this.
Oh, and the animals, God!
And the animals are happy having him around because he's not a human, he's just one of the gang, do you know what I mean? So they started putting him in with other things like, you know, ostriches.
Right.
And
shit.
And you know they have a problem with pandas in Japan?
Yep.
So they've sent him out there. Filming a bit of... Where are you going?
Honestly, you really annoy me. There's no way this is happening.
Can we just hear the end?
Why can't he just find a real story about a monkey?
Let's hear the end.
The end is really that he's going to China, he's filming the pandas and whatever.
No, he's not! They wouldn't send a monkey director! They would not send a monkey director!
Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen, possibly the greatest rock song of all time. I don't know. Sure. Big words.
Big words indeed, but I echo them.
Well, we've run out of time. We've got to get on with the show. It's near the end. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope the scientists stuck in a big, I don't know, hut in the middle of nowhere in pitch darkness, 10 of them.
I imagine they've been fascinated, Rick, by the finger up the arse discussion. We had
Chinese don't age well, gingers. Yeah, all that.
A big fat kid.
Well, actually, they're probably securing the knowledge that if they want to kill some time and it's dark, there's nothing better than sticking your finger on someone else's ass.
Exactly.
So enjoy that. But they've been hanging on for Rockbusters clues, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the answer. So give us the clue again quickly.
All right, so the first one was the fella let his wife know how he got the bruise on his legs.
Go on.
Right, that was Courtney Love. Yeah, Courtney Love. So that's Courtney Love.
So that's
the first one, CL.
So that one's fine.
The second one,
What am I doing? Letting that one
go? Just let it go.
Am I just letting that go?
Annoyingly, we haven't got time to take issue with it, Rick.
Okay.
That Potter lad, he's got a lot of bottle, hasn't he, doing all that stuff with the wizards and that.
Go on.
That's, Brave Harry. Yeah, the Bravery. Bravery, current sort of Exodus band, the Bravery. Brave Harry, that works as well.
No, it doesn't.
And the last one.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't work.
The Buddhists.
It doesn't work.
Won't be able to get in their temple without
doesn't work. Brave Harry. Brave Harry. Doesn't work. Brave Harry.
The Buddhists,
Brave Harry.
Buddhists won't be able to get in their temple without these. TM.
Yeah.
The monk keys. Right? So, who got all them,
The monk keys?
Who got all them, right?
Which band are called the monk keys?
The monkeys.
Oh, the monkeys.
Yeah, the monkeys. Right, so who's the winner this week?
The winner this week is Gina.
Well, we're letting that go, yeah?
Gina got them all right. I think her text said she was from Horrorstead. I don't know, I've never heard of that place, but I assume that's right. But Gina, you win that selection.
I can't believe she got them, but she goes, wins those and also goes into the prize draw. We have six people competing for that original Matt Groening thing. If you go to rickygervais.com, you can see Matt actually doing that. We've got a signed Nigel Tufnell and original drawing of us as Flanimals.
xfm.co.uk/Ricky. We'll look at the picture.
Well, that's it. It's 3 o'clock. I'm Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington.
More drivel next time.
A shaven monkey. Yeah. XFM.